Good morning, good morning. What's going on, man? We're back on the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, a.k.a. Mark in the Morning. Let's get it, man. It's episode 3. I missed Monday, we know, but we're back on episode 3. It's Thursday. Today are Thursday theories. And my theory for today, I'm going to let y'all know, is one that's very important to me. It's you are who you associate yourself with. And I mean that because you look around yourself. Most times, often than not, we associate ourselves with people that have similar traits to us. You know, if you're someone that likes to play video games, most likely you hang around people that also play video games. If you're someone that likes to go to the gym or play sports, most likely you hang around some fit guys or some athletes every single day. If you're someone who likes to party, if you're someone who likes to go out, have a drink, have a smoke or two, most likely the people you hang around with like to do the same exact thing. They also like to go drink. They also like to have a smoke. They also like to party. If you hang around people that do nothing but eat fast food, most likely you also do nothing but eat fast food. What I'm getting at is we are who we hang around with. We are who we associate ourselves with. We are, or we can be, our environment. We can fall victim to our environments. And I don't use that in a negative sense. I use that in a sense that you have to understand that not everything that you're placed in is going to be the best thing for you. Not all the people that you meet in life are going to be the best for you. They may be great people. It may be a great place wherever you're at. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily the place for you, because you, my friend, you have bigger dreams. You have bigger goals. And the goals that you have are much larger than the mental space, the small space, excuse me. They're much bigger than the small space you're at, whether it's mentally or physically. And that's why I want to stress this theory, because I want to say sometimes you have to sit back and self-reflect on your life. You have to self-reflect on your associates, your environment, and you have to ask yourself 3 key questions. These key questions I always ask myself whenever I'm doing self-reflecting, whenever I'm down, whenever I just need to reevaluate my life. It's, where have I came from? This helps me come to terms with my past. It helps me recognize all the things that I've done prior to where I'm at now. Fast forward to where I'm at now. I look at the situation I'm in. Do I like it? Yes or no? If I don't, how can I change my situation? If I do like it, how can I improve on it? And where am I going? That question is self-explanatory. You ask this question, you have to create a plan for yourself, create a timeline, and pretty much ask yourself, am I on pace to reach my goals, to reach my level of satisfaction? If not, then you have some work to do. You have to understand that this life is the only life you're going to get. And you have to use it in a way that you're not spoiling it. Bad associations may spoil useful habits, okay? And when you're on your way to success, you have to stay the course, continue to ride that wave to great success. And you can't let anything get in your way of that success. One of the things that can get in your way are bad associations, your bad environments, things that are negative vibes that surround you. I'm here to say this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to have you cut your friends off because you've known them for so long, whatever the case may be. But what I am saying is this: reevaluate your situations. Come to terms with it and better yourself. Improve your situations. The life you want to live is out there for you, but you have to live like you want to live. You have to eat, sleep, and breathe the life you aspire to achieve. I appreciate y'all tuning in on this Thursday Theories. Hey, tune in tomorrow for Friday. It's going to be something special. I'm Marcus Smith. You're tuning in to the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, a.k.a. Mark in the Morning. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Good morning, everybody. You're tuned into the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, aka Mark in the Morning, on Anchor Radio Reinvented.